Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals, where crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs can learn and experience the art of crystal healing. In today's show, we're going to dive into probably one of the most underappreciated crystals because it's so common. In fact, it's the most common mineral in the Earth's crust. Can you guess what it is? Today, we're going to be talking about quartz crystals. Specifically, we're going to be discussing clear quartz crystals. So let's get started and dive in together. If you've listened to our podcast before and happen to catch one of our Healing Properties of Crystals episodes, you know that I usually like to start these with a little message from the crystal. And these messages are things that kind of come through for me while I'm meditating with the crystal, working with the stones, and they really kind of capture the qualities of the crystals themselves. So here's the message from Clear Quartz. Feel your mind expand with clarity as I help you tune in and become one with the world around you. And I think that really sums up what clear quartz is all about. It's about this feeling of expansive consciousness. It's about this feeling of clarity and oneness, but it's so much more than that too. So let's talk about some of the common healing properties of clear quartz crystals. Now, clear quartz is arguably one of the most powerful crystals for energizing the physical and energetic bodies. It really has kind of a zing to it, right? It has a lot of energy and is known for kind of amping things up. It also assists with healing the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies and helping to bring them back into balance because it's kind of a blank slate. And that's what I love about clear quartz. It's so multi-purpose. And in fact, you know, this kind of brings me to a little story. So we're going to get back to our properties here in a second, but I want to tell you about some interesting experiences that I had with clear quartz crystals. So you may know that in my lead up to teaching about crystals, and I guess this is true even to this day still, I am really big on continuing education. I feel like in order for me to be a good crystal healing instructor, it's important that I'm always learning new things and kind of sharpening my own crystal healing skills, so to speak. So one of the teachers that I had the pleasure of studying with was Dale Walker. Now, Dale is the founder of the Crystal Awareness Institute and is honestly one of the most amazing crystal teachers because he really looks at, you know, getting to the energetic root cause of any situation. Now, what's interesting about Dale's work is he does do a lot of work with the physical body in terms of things like pain relief and, you know, restoring physical health, but he does this in a way where it's still being addressed on an energetic level. So I really respect and admire Dale for this. He was such an inspiration to me to keep working, keep exploring with my stones, keep testing things and pushing boundaries with crystals and learning new things based on my personal experience. But he also passed on some amazing techniques. And what's interesting about Dale's work with crystals compared to other crystal teachers is that Dale primarily really just works with clear quartz crystal. And I asked him once, I said, why is it that, you know, you tend to work with only quartz? Because for me at that time, I said, you know, really, it feels like it's a little limiting, right? We have this whole big, amazing mineral kingdom out there to work with. And other teachers like Katrina Raphael and Melody, who's the author of the Love is in the Earth series of books, who I've also studied with, you know, they use all these other crystals. And you're pretty much just focused on clear quartz. Now, Dale does have a few techniques that he teaches where you can incorporate some other stones. But what's interesting with those techniques is that he doesn't actually incorporate crystals based on their specific qualities or properties. He more incorporates those extra crystals for their color, frequency, or vibration. So it's just a totally unique approach. So I said, why is this that, you know, you really just stick with the clear quartz? And he looked me right in the eye and he said, well, because it works. And I said, okay, fair enough. And he said, it's, you know, he said, I'm always looking for, he had this really interesting way of putting it. He said, why would I use, you know, something that took a lot more effort when I could go straight for a power tool that would help me get the job done? And, you know, on the one hand, I understand there is a very like masculine quality to that kind of statement about working with energy and that sort of thing. Not all of us need power tools. Some of us need something gentler and a little bit more soothing that can kind of ease us into our healing. But he's kind of right with that analogy when it comes to clear quartz, because clear quartz is such a strong energy. And it's one that I feel many of us are drawn to connect with because it can be so powerful and because it can create so much transformation in our lives. So I do really love it and really resonate with it. And although I am not, I guess, as drawn to working solely with clear quartz as Dale was, his kind of love and passion for this crystal definitely wore off on me, because I find pretty much no matter what I'm doing when it comes to my crystals, there's usually some clear quartz not very far away. So back to our properties. That being said, we talked about how clear quartz really assists with healing the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. It kind of brings them all together and gets them back into alignment and balance, but it also purifies and cleanses these bodies. So similar to something like selenite, scholasite, natrolite, clear quartz has this very cleansing energy. But in addition to that, it also really amplifies your intentions, amplifies your thoughts. This is why so many people use clear quartz for programming. And in fact, many spiritual teachers believe clear quartz is the only crystal that really should be programmed, because it is kind of a blank slate, because it has this capacity for storing information and amplifying the energy behind the intention or program that you put in it. I don't often program crystals, to be honest. I kind of like to let them do their own thing. And, you know, I used to in the beginning. I definitely used to spend a lot of time programming my crystals. But what I found over the years is when I just kind of let them be and do what they need to do and just work with the ones that I'm drawn to, they tend to know better than I do why I need them. And so really my programming now is pretty rare, pretty limited to instances where there's something that I really feel that I need, you know, pretty immediately. Then I may work with a little bit of programming, or really, you know, at this point it's more intention setting. It's just kind of telling the crystal, here's my intention, here's what I feel that I most need right now, but if there's something that would be better for my highest good, then I'm also open to receiving that. So clear quartz, great for amplifying your intentions, for manifesting work, and really co-creating with the universe. That's really what it's about. It also assists you with any kind of spiritual work. So clear quartz has this history of being used for shamanic practice, for dream work, for divination. It's such a phenomenal tool for enhancing your inner vision and expanding your intuition and really allowing you to step into your spiritual power. So it's a fantastic crystal for that. And in addition, it really promotes mental clarity, which I think if you're really honest with yourself and you think about how your kind of intuitive insight often comes into play, it's in these little moments of real, true clarity that we get some of the most amazing insight or guidance, either from our spirit guides or our own inner guidance and intuition. But it really comes from those little moments of clarity, and clear quartz can help you get into that mental space. So another thing I love using clear quartz for is amplifying the energy of crystal layouts or crystal grids. And so this takes me right back to my training with Dale Walker. And also, you know, I mentioned I've studied with Melody as well. Melody really, in her training, focuses a lot on the use of clear quartz in crystal layouts. So she has a great book called The Laying On of Stones, and it goes through all these different crystal arrays, which is her word for a layout, these crystal arrays. And they are absolutely phenomenal. I have to tell you, from experiencing many, many, many of them, not only in the workshops, but also setting up these arrays for myself privately for my own personal spiritual work and spiritual growth and journey, clear quartz has the ability to enhance these arrays and layouts really like nothing else. And I really owe a lot of my personal exploration work when it comes to these layouts and arrays to my training with Melody, but also when it comes to crystal grids, my first real hands-on workshop with crystal grids. You know, I'd done a lot of self-study about crystal grids, and we're talking, this is like, you know, 10 years ago at this point now. But my first real workshop about crystal grids also was with Dale Walker. And we just made simple grids with clear quartz crystals. And it was really about just experiencing the energy and understanding what happened to crystals energetically when you placed them in these sacred geometric arrangements. And really, there was kind of nothing better for that than clear quartz, because you're experiencing this grid that is purely based on this, again, I keep going back to this term of like a clean slate of energy, but you have this amplifying energy of the clear quartz with the sacred geometry, with the numerology that's all kind of taking shape together. And so we made different types of grids using different numbers and placements and arrangements of clear quartz crystals, and it was so interesting to see how that really shifted the quality of energy. So clear quartz is an excellent stone for amplifying the energy in these crystal layouts or grids. It also is excellent for balancing and aligning the chakra centers. And in fact, one of my favorite ways to really amp up a chakra alignment or chakra balancing layout is to place double terminated clear quartz crystals between each of my chakra stones. Because you're not just opening the individual chakra centers when you do a chakra balancing or chakra aligning layout, you're really opening up the whole central channel found along the spine where the chakras are located. This is called the Sushumna. And so by placing these double terminated, which means that there's a point on either end, clear quartz crystals between the chakra stones, it opens up that entire energetic pathway, and it really takes your chakra layout to the next level. And finally, one of the common ways that clear quartz crystals are used are just for protection. And I think this kind of goes back to that idea of how highly programmable they are. So if you are concerned about, you know, maybe being overly empathic and picking up on outside energy to the point where it's really, you know, affecting you in a negative way, or if you do feel that maybe you are experiencing some form of psychic attack, which, you know, caveat here, and I'm just going to say this, I feel like some people are a little too prone to jump right into that situation. You know, first and foremost, like, take responsibility for your own energy, for your own actions. But if you really truly feel that there is some negative energy being thrown your way intentionally, then clear quartz definitely can make a helpful protective talisman. So clear quartz, again, can be used at any chakra, really. You know, I mentioned using the double terminated crystals between the chakra centers, but say you were doing a chakra healing layout and, you know, there was maybe a particular color of crystal that you didn't have available, or, you know, you just felt intuitively called to use clear quartz. Clear quartz will work at any of the chakras. As far as its correspondence with zodiac signs, it's very strongly aligned with Leo, Virgo, and Aries, and it's strongly connected to the elements of air, water, and fire. Air because of that connection to mental clarity, water because of the connection to the intuition, and fire because of its really strong amplification property and its very strong ability to manifest. The companion flower for clear quartz is white trillium. So I don't know if you've ever seen trillium flowers, but they're a beautiful three-petaled woodland flower, and I find that that energy really resonates with the energy of clear quartz. There's something about trillium flowers that are so refreshing and rejuvenating, and I really find that energetically they're very much in alignment and in harmony with clear quartz. A good companion essential oil is tea tree for similar reasons. And a companion stone for your clear quartz, this is one you may not think of, but lapis lazuli I find is an amazing companion for clear quartz crystal, because lapis has this almost cosmic feel to its energy, this connection with the heavens and with earth and with universal source. And there's something about that expansiveness of lapis that I find pairs really well with clear quartz crystals. Now, the best clear quartz crystals are found in Arkansas in the USA or in Brazil, but they can be found all over the world in places like Madagascar and India. Really, they're everywhere. And this is the most common mineral in the Earth's crust. I think something like 70% of the Earth's crust is made of some form of quartz. So that's pretty phenomenal. Now, clear quartz is also sometimes known as rock crystal. So sometimes you'll see in different books or online sources, you'll see it referred to as rock crystal. And an interesting side note here, the ancient Romans actually thought quartz crystals were made from ice that was so frozen solid that it would never thaw or melt. So super interesting stuff. Now, I do want to add a few things that were put together by my amazing staff over at Mimosa Books and Gifts. Now, quartz is a very common and abundant mineral, of course, that we've talked about, but it comes in, of course, many variety colors and formations. But the stone that we usually just refer to as quartz is the clear quartz, the rock crystal. And this is basically quartz that doesn't have any impurities. When you get different impurities, you get different colors and varieties of quartz, like amethyst, citrine, rose quartz, smoky quartz. And this is a crystal that people have been using for thousands of years for tools and jewelry and works of art, and particularly for healing, for metaphysical work. So I hope that you really enjoyed this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of today's show. If you want more information about anything that I discussed here in this episode about clear quartz crystals, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And if you did enjoy the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave me a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. So if you did enjoy the show, I would really appreciate you leaving me a quick review over there. You know, just write a few words about your biggest takeaway from this episode or what you enjoyed about it. And while you're there, you can subscribe through that link as well so you never miss a future episode of the show. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com.